Radio Oceana.
Did you guys know that my favorite cereal in the whole wide world, from now into the end of time forevermore, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch? That's right. This cereal began production originally, it was introduced in 1984 by General Mills. That was 1 year after the beginning of the Ruby Spears edition of Alvin and the Chipmunks started its run on NBC Saturday mornings. I'm going to be talking about both here on this second episode of Saturday Mornings Past.
Brought to you by Post, makers of Post Treat Pack, just for kids. Six sweet treats that start your day a little bit better.
Start your day a little bit better. Start your day with a cereal from Post. Start your day.
Favorite cereal and take a trip down cartoon memory lane. Saturday Mornings Past begins now.
Hey, this is Brell with Disney Canon Sucks, y'all. Welcome to the second episode of Saturday Mornings Past here on the Disney Canon Sucks Podcast Network. It is a beautiful Saturday morning, and I hope it is a beautiful one wherever you are. So I'm going to be talking about the cereal of the week, which is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and we're going to be finishing up the Alvin and the Chipmunks, at least the second part, through their 80s run on NBC Saturday mornings. And next week I'm going to finish up Alvin and the Chipmunks altogether by talking about where they are now, where they were in the 90s and the 2000s with the films and everything like that. So let's start with the cereal of the week. It's the cereal of the week. Cereal of the week this week is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This is my favorite cereal of all time. Did you guys know that Cinnamon Toast Crunch was produced as an answer to Rice Krispies? That's right. Cinnamon Toast Crunch was produced using the same ingredients that they use in Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This crackling wheat and rice cereal, when you pour milk in it, it starts snapping, crackling, and popping. And they even on the box, they created three bakers, just like on the Rice Krispie box. You have Snap, Crackle, Pop as characters, the little elves from the Keebler elves cookies, the Keebler cookies or whatever. Keebler, I think that's what you call them. The elf cookies or whatever. So all of those concepts were inputted into the creation of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So it's a cinnamon cereal and it snaps when you put milk in it. That was the original premise of this. And they were going to make a version of Rice Krispies that you didn't need to have to put sugar or anything, any type of sweetener in it to give it flavor. It would already have flavor with the cinnamon and sugar on top. And by God, I think they had something there, because the first time I ate Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I fell in love. It was for love at first bite, so to speak. And the rest is history. So that is the cereal of the week for this week. As far as the cartoon of the week is concerned, I want to talk about Alvin and the Chipmunks from the period of the extreme late 70s to the late 80s, early 90s. Last week I talked about the creator of the Chipmunks, Ross Bagdasarian Sr., who created the Chipmunks basically off of a song about a witch doctor who had a weird voice that sounded like a chipmunk. And the phenomenon went from there. They had a primetime show on CBS that was switched over to Saturday mornings. And unfortunately, it didn't last long. And unfortunately, Ross Bagdasarian Sr. passed away in 1973 of a heart attack. I think he was 53. And the Chipmunks went dormant during the 70s. I think they did reruns of the 1960s series on Saturday mornings during the 70s. So you still saw the Chipmunks, but you didn't have any new cartoons come out until the son of Ross Bagdasarian, Ross Bagdasarian Sr. and his wife Janice Carmen, decided to bring them back. It started as a prank during a radio show. Ross Bagdasarian Jr. was doing this interview, and the DJ mentioned doing him and his wife doing another record as a tribute to his dad, and that's what started the comeback. They actually went forward with that recording, and the record was a hit. I think they did a few more records, and then Chuck Jones Animation came calling, and they asked if they could do a Chipmunks Christmas special. So it was in the vein or the style of the Grinch animated special that came out in the 70s. It was a Chuck Jones animated show, and it was basically about Alvin wanting a harmonica, but he ends up giving it to this boy to help him overcome a sickness or something like that. I forgot exactly how the story went, but that led to the launch of the Ruby Spears show on NBC on Saturday morning. So it came out in 1983. Another show that came out in 1983 that was produced by Ruby Spears was a show about Mr. T. And of course, at that time, the A-Team was very popular. It came out a year earlier. So Mr. T and Rocky III. So those three things came out around the same time. So Mr. T was a big deal back then. And they developed a cartoon series for him. And on the first episode of the Alvin and the Chipmunks Ruby Spears cartoon series, they had a cameo appearance by the cartoon version of Mr. T. So I thought that was interesting. Also, in the second half of that first episode, we were introduced to the Chipettes, Brittany, Jeanette, and Eleanor. And I forgot to mention the names of the Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Of course, this came into this assuming that you guys already knew who they were. So they were introduced as orphans. The Chipmunks were orphaned by their mom. The Chipettes, I don't even know if they had parents. At least they didn't mention them. And they came from Australia, the Chipettes did. And later they met someone who would take them in named Miss Muller. Dave Seville, by this point, was played by Ross Bagdasarian Jr., but he wasn't like his dad's version. His dad's version was very... he kind of came across to me as like a Jerry Lewis type, but Ross Bagdasarian Jr. was more, way more grounded and leveled in his performance of Dave Seville. He was far more fatherly to the Chipmunks, and Alvin was, you know, in the 60s, he was like this rambunctious kid. In the 80s, he was more like a 80s kid, you know. And Simon was the nerdy type. Theodore ate too much. And of course, the Chipettes are their female counterparts. They basically had the same traits as the Chipmunks did, but, you know, a little different. So the Ruby Spears series ran through 1983 to 1987. That's when a different production company took over in 1987 for a season, and then that was transferred over to DIC Productions, if you guys ever heard that. And I think it ran for another year or so. The name of the show was changed from the Chip to the Chipmunks, and then it was Alvin and the Chipmunks Go to the Movies or something like that, where they did movie parodies of famous 1980 films. So I think they did like a Back to the Future thing where they actually met their 1960s versions at one point. So it was pretty darn weird there that they were able to meet their 1960s counterparts. So that's basically what happened during that. Oh, one more thing. There was a film made by the Samuel Goldwyn Company named The Chipmunk Adventures, a movie. To me, it was beautifully animated, and it came out in 1987. It was criticized, and having a little trouble with my throat right now. Something's like caught in it. But it was criticized like it wasn't that good. Like it was just a bunch of singing and annoying voices all the time. It wasn't, and the story was dumb. I don't think so. I think the film was beautifully animated. It was a great film. And it was mostly produced by Janice Carmen, the wife of Ross Bagdasarian Jr. So I just wanted to add that. So that's pretty much it. The Chipmunks, through the 80s, they were resurrected by a prank by a DJ proposing that Ross Bagdasarian Jr. make a album in his father's, to honor his father's legacy with the Chipmunks. And it actually resurrected his father's legacy that still carries on today. So next week, I'm going to talk about how it's still carrying on by talking about the Chipmunks in the 90s, 2000s with those movies, and now, because they have a series on Nickelodeon. I also want to talk about how this show can be heard on 10 different podcast, whatever platforms, I guess you can call them platforms. Disney Canada Sucks Podcast Network is supported by Anchor. That's a podcast platform and server. And you can also listen to the show on Apple, Google, Spotify, Podcast Public, Breaker, everywhere. 10 places you can listen to this show. Overcast. So go ahead. Everywhere but SoundCloud. SoundCloud, some people still put podcasts on SoundCloud, but I don't know. SoundCloud is more of a music thing than anything. But then Spotify, I think, is overtaking that. But anywho, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. It's time for me to sign off until next week. So, enjoy your Saturdays. Eat lots of cereal. Enjoy your cartoons. And never, ever take those PJs off. I don't care what mom says. Okay, until next time. This is Brill. Smooches. Bye-bye.